You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so The Hermit in Reverse. What was that movie, Moonstruck, where she smacks him? Snap out of it! That's essentially what The Hermit in Reverse is saying. It's self-absorption to the point that nobody else's problems are on your radar at all, and that's annoying. You've been in seclusion way too long, and it's probably on everybody else's last nerve. And we all need the time to take for ourselves sometimes. But when the hermit is in reverse, whatever the problem was that drove you into seclusion is long gone, and you need to suck it up, Buttercup. I think of this song that was written by Eddie Vedder. It was called Far Behind. It was off of the Into the Wild soundtrack. Now, the lyrics say, "Take leave in conscious mind. Found myself to be so inclined. Why sleep in discontent for the price of companionship? Ah. My shadow runs with me underneath the big white sun. My shadow comes with me as we leave it all. We leave it all far behind." Now, this song is from that soundtrack about Christopher McCandless. And there are some people that look at this guy as some sort of martyr. And I never did. I looked at him as a flaming idiot. And that's the honest to God's truth. This was a guy who left his wealth and material necessities behind, and he just wanted to live on his own in the wild, and he wound up dying in a van alone. And I think, according to the actual story, there was a bridge, and there was a way for him to escape, but because he didn't listen to anybody that gave him constructive advice about what to do and how to do it, he wound up dying alone. And his need to be in seclusion, his need to shove everybody aside, actually killed him. And that, to me, is what The Hermit in Reverse is all about. Now, I'm not saying that if this card comes up, that means you're about to die in Antarctica. I think it was Antarctica. In the wilderness. But you are shoving people away to the point where you are now harming yourself. That's The Hermit in Reverse. Now, we can take any situation in our life where we've been hurt. And a lot of times that comes with relationships, right? And you've been burned. So now everybody else that comes into your life is feeling that wrath. And you always say the same thing. "Well, you don't understand. I've been hurt before." All right. Well, at this point, nobody gives a crap. Nobody gives a crap because the people that are still in your life are not the ones that hurt you. Or it's so long ago that it's time to get over it. But when the hermit is in reverse, you are continuing with the same energy of what hurt you in the first place, using it as an excuse to be an asshole, to push everybody away, to be in seclusion to the point where those who might need you are unable to reach you. And why? Because you've been hurt. Because there's a problem. Well, again, the hermit in reverse is telling you that it's time to snap out of that. Let's look a little further into this song, Far Behind by Eddie Vedder. It came out in 2007. "Ah, empty pockets will allow a greater sense of wealth. Why contain yourself like any other book on the shelf? My shadow lays with me underneath the big white sun. My shadow stays with me as we leave it all. We leave it all far behind. Subtle voices in the wind and the truth they're telling. The world begins where the road ends. Watch me leave it all behind, far behind, far behind. And that is what this guy that the movie is about, Christopher McCandless, did. He left it far behind. And again, to this day, people will go, or they had gone, to visit the van that he died in. And it's this romantic idea that he just wanted to get rid of all his material wealth and live off the land. Well, I mean, between the rescue search to find his body and everything else that put a lot of people in harm's way for no reason, his death was senseless because he didn't listen to the reports say that there was a guy he hitchhiked with that begged him not to go when he did, that if he wanted to go on this journey to wait a little bit or to do it the way he told him. But again, when the hermit's in reverse, you don't want to listen to anybody. You don't want to listen to anybody. You think you know better than everybody else because nobody understands you. Nobody understands you because you've been hurt. You've dealt with it. And it's probably one of the most annoying things in today's society. You can't talk about that because you don't know. Instead of wanting to get other people's opinions, other perspectives. See, when I was going through my bouts with alcohol, my bouts with drugs, I never once pushed anybody aside who had never done drugs. I had never once pushed anybody aside that didn't struggle with alcohol. I wanted those opinions. I wanted those perspectives because I wanted to hear from people that didn't make the same mistakes that I did. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's what the hermit in reverse is telling you. Get out of your shell. Get out in the world. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Shut your mouth. Now, if you like the way we explain the hermit in reverse, if you like the way we explain tarot, hit me up. My Instagram handle is Orlando0616. I am available for private readings. If you don't live on Long Island or in the Long Island area, I would be happy to read you over Zoom or over the phone. Any of that's possible. But we have a little community, a little tarot community, and I appreciate the fact that you're a part of it. So thank you for joining us as we move further. I did promise that I would be doing at least 1 to 2 episodes a week. I failed on that promise miserably, but I will have a couple of these up, hopefully within this week, and we move further with an entire deck of 78 tarot cards in reverse with meanings rooted in rock and roll. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great time. And whatever you do, be safe, and I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Thanks for coming along on the ride.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.